out of the cradle endlessly rocking. Out of the cradle endlessly rocking, out of the mockingbird's throat, the musical shuttle, out of the ninth month midnight, over the sterile sands and the fields beyond, where the child, leaving his bed, wandered alone, bareheaded, barefoot. Down from the showered halo, up from the mystic play of shadows twining and twisting as if they were alive, out from the patches of briars and blackberries, from the memories of the bird that chanted to me, from your memories, sad brother, from the fitful risings and fallings I heard, from under that yellow half moon late risen and swollen as if with tears, from those beginning notes of yearning and love there in the mist, from the thousand responses of my heart never to cease, from the myriad thence aroused words, from the words stronger and more delicious than any, from such as now they start the scene revisiting as a flock twittering, rising, or overhead passing, born hither, ere all eludes me, hurriedly, a man, yet by these tears, a little boy again, throwing myself on the sand, confronting the waves, I, chanter of pains and joys, uniter of here and hereafter, taking all hints to use them, but swiftly leaping beyond them, a reminiscence sing. Once, Pormanok, when the lilac scent was in the air and fifth month grass was growing, up this seashore and some briars, two feathered guests from Alabama, two together, and their nest, and four light green eggs spotted with brown, and every day the he-bird to and fro near at hand, and every day the she-bird crouched on her nest, silent, with bright eyes. And every day, I, a curious boy, never too close, never disturbing them, cautiously peering, absorbing, translating. Shine, shine, shine. Pour down your warmth, great sun, while we bask, we two together. Two together. Winds blow south or winds blow north. Day come white or night come black. Home or rivers and mountains from home. Singing all time, minding no time, while we two keep together. Till of a sudden, maybe killed, unknown to her mate, one forenoon the she-bird crouched not on the nest, nor returned that afternoon, nor the next, nor ever appeared again. And thenceforward all summer in the sound of the sea, and at night under the full of the moon in calmer weather, over the hoarse surging of the sea, or flitting from briar to briar by day, I saw, I heard at intervals, the remaining one, the he-bird, the solitary guest from Alabama. Blow, 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 blow up sea winds along Pormanok's shore. I wait and I wait till you blow my mate to me. Yes, when the stars glistened all night long on the prong of a moss-scalloped stake, down almost amid the slapping waves, sat the lone singer, wonderful, causing tears. He called on his mate. He poured forth the meanings which I, of all men, know. Yes, my brother, I know. The rest might not, but I have treasured every note. For more than once, dimly down to the beach gliding, silent, avoiding the moonbeams, blending myself with the shadows, recalling now the obscure shapes, the echoes, the sounds and sights after their sorts, the white arms out in the breakers tirelessly tossing, I, with bare feet, a child, the wind wafting my hair, listened long and long. Listened to keep, to sing, now translating the notes, following you, my brother. Soothe, soothe, soothe. Close on its wave soothes the wave behind, and again another behind, embracing and lapping, everyone close. But my love soothes not me, not me. Low hangs the moon. It rose late. It is lagging. Oh, I think it is heavy with love, with love. Oh, madly the sea pushes upon the land with love, with love. Oh, night, do I not see my love fluttering out among the breakers? What is that little black thing I see there in the white? Loud, 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 loud I call to you, my love. High and clear I shoot my voice over the waves. Surely you must know who is here, is here. You must know who I am, my love. Low-hanging moon, what is that dusky spot in your brown yellow? Oh, it is the shape of my mate. Oh, moon, do not keep her from me any longer. Land, land, oh, land, whichever way I turn, oh, I think you could give me my mate back again if you only would, for I am almost sure I see her dimly, whichever way I look. Oh, rising stars, perhaps the one I want so much will rise with some of you. Oh, throat, oh, trembling throat, sound clearer through the atmosphere, pierce the woods, the earth. Somewhere listening to catch you must be the one I want. Shake out carols. Solitary here, the night's carols, carols of lonesome love, death's carols, carols under that lagging, yellow, waning moon. Oh, under that moon where she droops almost down into the sea, oh, reckless, despairing carols. But soft, sink low, soft, let me just murmur. And do you wait a moment, you husky, noised sea? For somewhere I believe I heard my mate responding to me, so faint, I must be still to listen. But not altogether still, for then she might not come immediately to me. Hither, my love, here I am, here. With this just sustained note I announce myself to you. This gentle call is for you, my love, for you. Do not be decoyed elsewhere. That is the whistle of the wind, it is not my voice. That is the fluttering of the spray. Those are the shadows of leaves. Oh, darkness. Oh, in vain. Oh, I am very sick and sorrowful. Oh, brown halo in the sky near the moon, drooping upon the sea. Oh, troubled reflection in the sea. Oh, throat. Oh, throbbing heart. And I singing uselessly, uselessly all the night. Oh, past. Oh, happy life. Oh, songs of joy. In the air. In the woods, over fields, loved, 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 loved. But my mate, no more, no more with me. We two, together no more. The aria sinking. All else continuing. The stars shining, the winds blowing, the notes of the bird continuous echoing. With angry moans, the fierce old mother incessantly moaning on the sands of Pomonok shore gray and rustling. The yellow half moon enlarged sagging down, drooping, the face of the sea almost touching. The boy, ecstatic, with his bare feet, the waves, with his hair, the atmosphere, dallying. The love in the heart, long pent, now loose, now at last, tumultuously bursting. The aria's meaning, the ears, the soul, swiftly depositing, the strange tears down the cheeks coursing, the colloquy there, the trio, each uttering, the undertone, the savage old mother incessantly crying to the boy's soul's questions, sullenly timing. Some drowned secret hissing to the outsetting bard. Demon or bird, said the boy's soul, is it indeed toward your mate you sing, or is it really to me? For I, that was a child, my tongue's use sleeping, now I have heard you, now in a moment I know what I am for. I awake, and already 1,000 singers, 1,000 songs, clearer, louder, and more sorrowful than yours, 1,000 warbling echoes have started to life within me, never to die. Oh, you singer solitary, singing by yourself, projecting me. Oh, solitary me, listening. Nevermore shall I cease perpetuating you. Nevermore shall I escape. Nevermore the reverberations, nevermore the cries of unsatisfied love be absent from me. Never again leave me to be the peaceful child I was before, what there in the night, by the sea, under the yellow and sagging moon, the messenger there aroused. The fire, the sweet hell within, the unknown want, the destiny of me. Oh, give me the clue. It lurks in the night here somewhere. Oh, if I am to have so much, let me have more. A word then, for I will conquer it. The word final, superior to all, subtle, sent up. What is it? I listen. Are you whispering it and have been all the time? You see waves. Is that it? From your liquid rims and wet sands? Where to answering? The sea, delaying not, hurrying not, whispered me through the night, and very plainly, before daybreak, lisped to me the low and delicious word, death. And again, death, 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 hissing melodious, neither like the bird nor like my aroused child's heart, but edging near as privately for me, rustling at my feet, creeping then steadily up to my ears, and laving me softly all over, death, 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 which I do not forget, but fuse the song of my dusky demon and brother that he sang to me in the moonlight on Pormenok's gray beach, with 1,000 responsive songs at random, my own songs awaked from that hour. And with them, the key. The word up from the waves. The word of the sweetest song and all songs. That strong and delicious word which creeping to my feet, or like some old crone rocking the cradle, swathed in sweet garments bending aside, the sea whispered me. From pent-up aching rivers. from pent-up, aching rivers, from that of myself without which I were nothing, from what I am determined to make illustrious even if I stand sole among men, from my own voice resonant, singing the phallus, singing the song of procreation, singing the need of superb children and therein superb grown people, singing the muscular urge and the blending, singing the bedfellow's song. O resistless yearning, O for any and each the body correlative attracting, O for you, whoever you are, your correlative body, O it, more than all else, you delighting. From the hungry gnaw that eats me night and day, from native moments, from bashful pains, singing them, seeking something yet unfound, though I have diligently sought it many a long year, singing the true song of the soul, fitful at random, renascent with grossest nature or among animals, of that, of them and what goes with them, my poems informing, of the smell of apples and lemons, of the pairing of birds, of the wet of woods, of the lapping of waves, of the mad pushes of waves upon the land, I them chanting, the overture lightly sounding, the strain anticipating, the welcome nearness, the sight of the perfect body, the swimmer swimming naked in the bath or motionless on his back lying and floating, the female form approaching, I pensive, love flesh tremulous aching, the divine list for myself or you or for anyone making, the face, the limbs, the index from head to foot and what it arouses, the mystic deliria, the madness amorous, the utter abandonment. Hark close and still what I now whisper to you. I love you. Oh, you entirely possess me. Oh, that you and I escape from the rest and go utterly off, free and lawless. Two hawks in the air, two fishes swimming in the sea, not more lawless than we. The furious storm through me careering, I passionately trembling. The oath of the inseparableness of two together, of the woman that loves me and whom I love more than my life, that oath swearing. Oh, I willingly stake all for you. Oh, let me be lost if it must be so. Oh, you and I, what is it to us what the rest do or think? What is all else to us? Only that we enjoy each other and exhaust each other if it must be so. From the master, the pilot I yield the vessel to, the general commanding me, commanding all, from him permission taking, from time the program hastening, I have loitered too long as it is, from sex, from the warp and from the woof, from privacy, from frequent repinings alone, from plenty of persons near and yet the right person not near, from the soft sliding of hands over me, and thrusting of fingers through my hair and beard, from the long sustained kiss upon the mouth or bosom, from the close pressure that makes me or any man drunk, fainting with excess, from what the divine husband knows, from the work of fatherhood, from exaltation, victory and relief from the bedfellow's embrace in the night, from the act poems of eyes, hands, hips, and bosoms, from the cling of the trembling arm, from the bending curve and the clinch, from side by side the pliant coverlet off-throwing, from the one so unwilling to have me leave, and me just as unwilling to leave. Yet a moment, O tender waiter, and I return. From the hour of shining stars and dropping dews, from the night a moment, I, emerging, flitting out, celebrate you, act divine, and you children prepared for, and you stalwart loins.